Lesson 8, Emotional First Aid Kit, Part 1. In a previous lesson, I shared a story about hitting an emotional wall that literally made me feel like I was going to die. But fortunately, I had been warned that this would happen, so I knew what to do. To get through that wall, I used one of the tools from an emotional first aid kit. An emotional first aid kit is a list of simple tools or actions that cause an immediate, although temporary, positive effect, like singing, for example. And that's what I did. I cranked up one of Shakira's songs called Try Everything from the movie Zootopia and sang along. Singing it through once wasn't enough. I had to repeat it 3 times before the feelings of panic that my life was in mortal danger subsided, and I knew that I would survive. The remedy is surprisingly simple, but it takes some courage to follow through. Think about it. When you're watching a movie and a monster is chasing someone, they run away or they hide. They don't jump out and sing a song, because if they sing a song, then the monster will eat them. But if they run away and hide, then there's a chance of survival. And that is what our subconscious is trying to do. It's trying to increase our chance of survival. But in this case, your subconscious is misinformed. It's time to let our conscious mind take over. We don't just want to survive. We want to thrive. We want to be happy and confident. Keep a list of emotional tools handy that work best for you to use as an emotional first aid kit to work through those walls that try to obstruct progress. If we can push through these walls and keep going, then our thoughts and feelings slowly change, and the RAS naturally adjusts its programming to allow positive input without fighting or outright rejecting it. This fight with our subconscious is temporary during a transition period, but it's also inevitable. And this causes many people to give up because they don't understand what's happening. All they know is that there is a warning voice in their head that they're not safe. So they quit and retreat. But since you listened to this lesson, now you know what is happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. This knowledge empowers us to be able to get past roadblocks that might impede our growth, progress, and healing. You can do this. And I promise that it's worth it. Here are a few emotional wellness tools that can be used in a first aid kit. The first is sing a song 3 times. Singing has been scientifically proven to lower stress, relieve anxiety, and elevate endorphins, which make you feel uplifted and happy. It helps relax muscle tension and decreases the level of the stress hormone cortisol in the bloodstream, and can help take your mind off the day's trouble to boost your mood. In addition, scientists have identified a tiny organ in the ear called the sacculus, which responds to the frequencies created by singing. The response creates an immediate sense of pleasure, and that is regardless of what the singing sounds like. So you don't have to have an amazing voice in order to feel the positive effects of singing. Participants in one study showed significant decreases in both anxiety and depression levels after just 1 month of adding singing to their daily routine. So, if you find yourself in a rough spot, sing along to an upbeat, positive song. Sing through one song 3 times, or sing 3 different positive, upbeat songs through once. Allow the music to wash through you and feel the healing and invigorating effects immediately lifting mood and bringing relief. From my own experience, I can say that it really works. Print out the lyrics so you can sing all the words, and choose songs that have lyrics that have meaning to you personally. Here are a few suggested songs to help you create your own list. Roar by Katy Perry, Try Everything by Shakira, Waka Waka by Shakira, Brave by Sarah Bareilles, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, Fight Song by Rachel Platten, Happy by Pharrell Williams, Better When I'm Dancin' by Meghan Trainor, On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons, Believer by Imagine Dragons, and You Are Loved by Stars Go Dim. Here's another example of an emotional wellness tool that can be used in a first aid kit. Boost confidence and mood with a hero pose. Did you know that you can improve your mood in just 90 seconds by doing this one simple trick? Put your chin up, smile, even if you don't feel like it. Pull your shoulders back, stand straight and tall with your hands relaxed at your sides or in fists on your hips. Keep both feet pointing forward and keep weight even on both legs. Now hold this position for 90 seconds. Science shows that doing these things will not only make you appear more confident and happy, it actually makes you feel more confident and happy. Surprisingly, it was actually Charles Darwin who first came up with the idea that there is a connection between our emotions and our body language that goes both ways. We smile when we feel good, but we also feel good when we smile. Even if you don't feel like doing it, doing the actions will help increase those feelings. If we want to feel happy, then we need to smile more. If we want to feel confident, then we stand tall and pull our shoulders back. Holding this pose of smiling while standing tall with shoulders back and hands relaxed at our sides or in fists on our hips for 1 to 2 minutes literally changes the chemistry in our bodies. It slightly increases the levels of testosterone, dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, while slightly decreasing the level of cortisol. These chemical changes help us feel happier, boost confidence, and lower stress on a molecular level. Try it. It really works. In the next lesson, I'll share more emotional wellness tools that you can use in an emotional first aid kit. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by author Richard Rohr. There is nothing to prove and nothing to protect. I am who I am, and that is enough.